Hey, Nick, statistically, your offensive output has been, quite a bit different from the first half to the second half. I know you're involved in watching and kind of eye in the sky during games. Can you put a finger on, what you've seen in the second half? A lot of third quarters you haven't scored this year. Is there any one thing you can look at, or is it just kind of a fluke statistic?
I think it's a collective thing. I think it's hard to pinpoint any one thing in particular. When you come out in the third quarter, you go in at halftime, you make adjustments, the other club makes adjustments, and then, our job offensively is to go out there and to move the ball and score points. And at different points, we've maybe had a little bit more success than others, and I think it's just important for us to keep pushing forward, to keep grinding through it, and, to improve. And it's, like I said, it's not one particular thing. I think it's a collective thing, whether it's a route here, a drop ball here, maybe a missed block. So I think it's just you're trying to eliminate collectively as a group some of those little things that may cause you to stall a little bit.
How important, just to make it, is it going to be going forward to kind of smooth that out and try and get a little more balance scoring in the second half?
Sure. I mean, in the end, our goal is we hope to have more points on the scoreboard than the other club. But, yeah, we really each week we go into it and we're expecting improvement on a week-to-week basis, whether that's the first half, whether it's the second half. So, really, we've played okay at different points offensively. So I think the most important thing is being consistent for 60 minutes and finishing the game, because you never know when that one play is going to sort of make a difference. So, our philosophy in the first half is the same it is in the second half. I think it's down to executing a little bit better in the second half and making sure that we're more consistent with what we're doing.
Thanks.
Nick, Mike Vega from the Globe here. I just had kind of a hypothetical question. I know that at this time of year, a lot of teams are going through the same thing in terms of trying to replenish the ranks when you have injuries. You look at the number of injuries that are kind of hitting each team, especially as November gets to December. I was just curious, do you wish it was more like baseball where, you have a September call-up and you're able to expand the size of your roster so that you're able to better deal with, those things that crop up at end of season?
I think really from our perspective, what you try to do is you just try to manage the team as best as you possibly can, given the constraints that you're given. Obviously what we do in the NFL is different from Major League Baseball. So we just deal within the parameters that the league provides for us. And you're right, absolutely. I mean, even if you look at the Saints, they've had a few injuries come up at the cornerback position, Lee Torrance being placed in IR. They've signed McAllister last week. They went ahead and signed McKenzie again today. So really, you just try to manage the situation as best you can, given the parameters that the league has established. And there's multiple avenues that you can pursue. The notion of call-ups, to kind of use that term, to a degree, that's your practice squad involved to a degree, because the reality is your roster is 1 through 61 if you include those 8 players or however many players have on a practice squad. So, I mean, they're eligible to play every week. So I think you just have to manage the club and manage the team as best you can and deal with the injuries as they happen.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of just managing the 1 through 61, I know they're all eligible every week, but if you were able to add maybe 8 more to that, to that figure, so that you would have 61 plus maybe 8 guys who are on the roster as a practice, or expanding your practice squad, I should say.
Sure, I understand what you're saying. That question is probably best served to direct it to the folks in New York and probably not myself. But, we do what we can given the rules that are established.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
Sure.
Hey, Nick, it's Adam Kilmore from the Globe again. I had a question about Mark LaVore. When you acquired him, did you guys have a sense that he'd be able to be so versatile? And then I guess just overall, how valuable has he been since he's been here?
Sure. I think when we looked at Mark last preseason, he had played both right and left tackle for the Rams. And there's something to be said for that versatility. Sometimes you have guys maybe a little bit more skill on the right side, but they can't play on the left side, and vice versa. Maybe he's a little bit more of a left tackle and really can't play on the right side. So I think the thing with Mark is having that versatility. There's value to your club, so that in the event that the left tackle goes down, you can plug him in there, or the right tackle goes down. So, you know, Mark's come in, and, you know, when he's been called upon, whether it was last year, I think he played whatever it was, those two or three games in a row, he started in place of Matt. He went in, and he performed well. So, you know, I think just that versatility, it certainly adds value to your club and gives you some flexibility, and even the way they've used him offensively at tight end in some situations. You know, he's whatever he's been called upon to do, he's gone in there and performed.
Take a final question.
Nick, do you see any, you know, the three cornerbacks, sometimes you put together the roster, you do the best they can. Do you ever sometimes laugh that the three cornerbacks that have been playing, the Butler, Will Hyde, and Bodden, seeing the majority of the time now combined, if you add up all their salaries, don't equal what was given to Sean Springs. Does that kind of demonstrate the difficulty when you're evaluating the talent in the offseason as to, you know, your depth at a certain position?
I think really you're trying to have as many good players at the position as you can. And, you know, when you bring them in, when you draft them, when you sign them, they go out there and their performance, and, you know, they compete for their spot. So, I mean, it's a competitive group at different points, at different times. They've been on the field together. They've been on the field at separate times. So you bring the players in, you put them on your roster, you put them on the field, and then they go out and they compete for their spots. And there's some packages that there's more of them that are out there than others. But, you know, I don't think when you evaluate the player, evaluate the guy's skills, and all four of those players that you had mentioned, you know, we're happy with them. We saw the skills that were important to play the position, and we feel confident whenever those players are on the field. So however it shakes out, that's how it shakes out.